My second guest on the program this week is marimbist and MU School of Music director, Dr. Julia Gaines. She dropped by the Classical 90.5 studios with a look at the semester ahead, the semester that just started earlier this week. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5. Here we are just a few days into the fall 2017 semester. How are things looking in the MU School of Music for the upcoming semester?
Oh, it's going to be a great semester. We are very excited about the programs that we have scheduled. Always at the beginning of the year, it's a bit stressful. So we are through band camp and have already started the classes. And so we are as busy as usual.
And there's been a sort of parade of new faculty coming through the Classical 90.5 studios. We heard from Barry Ford earlier on the program, Pete Zambito and Amy Knops in the last few weeks, and a few more to come. What is your role with helping those new faculty get integrated into the program? You hired them.
I do hire them, and I have a pretty integral role in getting them started, for sure. I make sure that they are introduced to their colleagues. I have already met with our new faculty a couple times in just straight up orientations. I mean, they don't even know where to get the paper, and let alone how to set up their offices. So I certainly have already met with them and gone over basics. I, of course, recommend they read our bylaws and all that stuff too. But we had a faculty staff retreat that they were invited to. They are all assigned a mentor that's been in the School of Music for a while, and they all have area coordinators. So those two faculty are now who they might rely on a little bit more as the school year progresses. And as I get involved in things, I kind of get them in the door comfortable, make sure they have everything they need, the resources they need, the support they need, let them know where to go. And then I push them off to teach and kind of rely on their colleagues after that.
And I have not been to the building site yet, but has ground been broken on the new building?
No, not quite yet, but I just got to show everyone a ton of cool pictures of the building. In fact, tomorrow will be my director's convocation where I will introduce all these pictures to our student body. The faculty have seen them, but I have some really exciting pictures to show of the new building. The timetable on that, we will probably demolish the annex in January or February, probably early February is my guess. And we will have an official groundbreaking ceremony in April, and then construction will begin, and we are supposed to occupy June of 19.
So we don't want to get ahead of ourselves too much. That's a couple years out. We've got the semester in front of us to deal with. Dr. Gaines has a schedule in progress. Lay on us some of the highlights over the next 16 weeks.
Well, for sure, the one thing that we are focusing on most of our year is that this is our centennial year. We are celebrating 100 years of music at Mizzou. Basically, the department started in the fall of 1917. So a lot of the events we have are going to be focused on that. We are adding really only two that are considered extra, and they would be centennial focused. So the last Monday of September, that's when we're going to have like a happy birthday kickoff. We're calling it our centennial kickoff, and a lot of the students will be there. It's going to be kind of a fun event. We're going to end with a birthday cake type thing. But then throughout the semester, each conductor is looking at the programs from the past. And they're deciding, all right, this was on the very first wind ensemble program. This was on the very first percussion ensemble. And so they're trying to pull from those old programs. I've asked all of our conductors to try and link the centennial somehow in a small way to their concert. So we're doing Elijah by Choral Union in November because that was on the very first Choral Union program. So things like that are happening throughout the semester. We have three ensemble groups that are coming. Right now, even our soloists for Choral Union, because of our centennial, we're focusing on bringing back those alumni. So we don't quite have all the alumni rosters finished, but we're really excited about that. our three groups that have asked to come and are going to be in town just kind of showed up in October. We didn't have a lot to do with the scheduling. One of them is a collaborative venture with the Odyssey Chamber Music Series. So the Acropolis Woodwind Quintet is coming. They're an amazing woodwind quintet. They're coming in early October. We have a group in the middle of October, but I think I better wait till the concert series announces them because it's a joint endeavor with the concert series. And then our third event is with the Jack Quartet, this amazing contemporary string quartet. They are our Mizzou New Music Initiative Guest Artists of the Year. We get to bring in a guest each year with this program, and so we're bringing them in October. Normally, I wouldn't schedule three guest groups in a row, but it just kind of worked out that everyone was going to be in town at that time. So October is going to be a pretty stellar month for us.
As your administrative duties have expanded, do you still get to play percussion and teach percussion at the level and the frequency that you want to?
I'm definitely at the stage now where I am not interested in practicing 8 hours on one crazy difficult piece that nobody knows about, that nobody can tell. I like new music. I like percussion music, but it was always labor intensive. It's not something that you don't just get down and play the piano and, you know, mellow with it. It's an intense endeavor. So I'm playing tomorrow night on the Odyssey concert, and this is the third time we've played this piece, so I know it well. It's a beautiful piece. I'm having a lot of fun with it, but it was not a ton of prep work. I'm going to conduct the percussion ensemble next semester when Megan's out of town for a big event, and then we're going to play next fall a duo with the wind ensemble. So I think if I can at least play a couple times a year, I think that's going to be enough for me.
It seems to me like over the last 3 or 4 years, and I'm biased, but you're getting the School of Music out in the community a lot more than historically I noticed.
I think we were out in the community. We just didn't tell anybody about it. That's the one thing that I wanted to do better about. Our previous chairs also did great things with getting people out there, but we didn't have a great social media presence. We didn't have a radio show. We didn't do some of those things that weren't actually not that hard or expensive to go ahead and jumpstart. Part of that's just being technology in a new age. You have to get used to that. Part of that was dedicated funds put toward these resources that I thought were valuable that needed to be done. For example, we hadn't had good pictures taken of our ensembles forever. So when we did make a piece of publicity material, it looked awful. We needed good pictures. We needed some videos. So I think I haven't done too much more in programming. We've always had this really terrific programming. I'm just letting more people know about it. And I think that's one of the assets I can be proud of.
That was the voice of MU School of Music Director Dr. Julia Gaines. My thanks to her for being a guest on the program this evening, and thanks to the new MU School of Music Assistant Professor of Orchestra, Barry Ford, for being a guest on the program as well. Tune in again next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. We'll have guests, Assistant Professor of Music Education Brandon Boyd and MU Director of Jazz Studies Sam Griffith. They'll both be on the program, and plenty of music emanating from the walls and the halls of the MU School of Music.